This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call. All with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
That's right, folks. It is Stat or Story time, as it is every Wednesday at 8:15. Do we have anybody who wants to be the leader in the clubhouse today? Anybody want to take off the tee off honors?
I'll start.
Yeah. Tee box is yours.
All right.
Your number is 15.
15.
All right. Is it the number of field goals Quentin Grimes made against the Houston Rockets when he scored 46 points two nights ago?
Mm.
Or is it the date in April that the conversational lube dating show is going to occur in the city of Portland?
Kind of lube dating show, huh?
Lube it up.
Do they give you lube at the dating show?
Oh, they lube you up.
Give you a nice lube there?
Oh, yeah.
Love a good lube.
Yeah. Scented
or unscented?
15 field. I mean, I know. I feel like I saw tweets about him doing very well.
46 points, a career high.
15 field goals is a lot of. That's a lot of field goals. A lot of field goals. Is he a 3-point shooter? I don't know this answer off the top of my head.
But you're basketball dirt, though.
Well, I am basketball dirt. I just don't want to give the answer away to Swag. Then the game wouldn't be any fun to play. I'm going to go ahead and say story. I'm going to go ahead and give you a story on this one.
I'm going to say stat.
Mm.
Stat. All right, I'm going to go in the order in which I got the answers. So we'll start with basketball dirt. Oh, didn't know the basketball fact. Yeah, there you go, Swag.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
What upset you get about my basketball knowledge.
He made 15 field goals, scored 46 points, and they blew a 25-point lead midway through the third quarter and lost that game in overtime.
Ooh.
No, April 18th. Do you like live comedy dating shows? If you want to go to Al's Den, there's a conversational lube dating show happening. It is a first real-time live comedy dating show. Singles will be matched, meet for the first time, and then a comedian will be on stage. They'll have blind dates in real time, fun questions being asked by the comedian, and we find out if you're a match made in heaven. If so, you take a bottle of lube, you go on a first date.
There you go. Get some lube to go with you on your journey.
I'm going to pass.
Could you do a live dating show? Like have people watch you try to hit on a girl?
I would want nothing to do with
really?
That. Really? No. Nothing
because
to do with
of
that.
How pathetic it is or because you're just scared or what's
nope.
the...
Just I, no interest
no
at all.
No interest
at all.
Couldn't go on one of these dating television shows?
No.
Couldn't
do it.
I'm
Jason.
Zero
interest.
I'm an executive producer of a sports radio show in Portland, Oregon.
No. No interest at all in that.
Zero.
Swag, you want to go second?
I will go second. Your number is 122.
122.
Is it?
Mm.
the number of tournament wins in the program history of the top-seeded Duke Blue Devils.
122.
Or, it is National Poultry Day, by the way. Is it the average per capita pounds eaten per person in America per year of chicken?
Oh, I'm going stat. Don't we eat more than 120 pounds of chicken? Wouldn't you guess we eat more than 120 pounds of chicken
in
a year?
I absolutely would.
The average person? Chicken's cheap.
It is. It's chicken. It's chicken.
But he might want me to say that.
Yeah, based on...
So six chicken. Wins in a tournament get you a natty.
I'm going to go story. Give
you
me story.
You think it's 122?
I don't know if it's 122 or not. I'm not going to give logic on that because then I'm going to end up being wrong. So I'm going to just say...
Do you think it's more than 122 tournament victories?
I think it's less than 122 victories.
Really?
Yeah. Six. I mean, how many
K's
natties have they won?
Since then. Well, K got... Four, five?
That's all they've ever won. They didn't win any before. They were nothing before he came along.
So he got five.
So that's a total. I mean, that's not that many. And then you got years where you win
that's
one or two.
That's 30 wins right there with the five.
You got to get another 90 tournament wins.
Right.
It's got to be a story. It's got to be a without a doubt, a story. I've never been more confident in answering that or story history in my life.
Wow.
It has to be. It has to
you
be.
Know what?
It has to be.
I'm riding dirt.
It has to be.
We're riding it. Damn it.
Duke is 122 and 41.
Bogus. I call bogus. I'm going to see your math.
This is their 47th tournament appearance. They have won five titles. This from the stats and information department of ESPN.
Now, is my logic on chicken right? Is it more than 100?
No, 101 pounds per year.
Wow. Mm.
But it is the most widely consumed meat in America.
Easily, yeah.
It was 1992 when chicken passed beef in terms of consumption per person.
1992 is when the jump happened, huh?
Yes. Before that, we were a lot of hamburger. A lot of hamburger going on, a lot of ground beef, a lot of steak back in the day. But no, there you go. So it is National Poultry Day. So
I love chicken.
Go enjoy some fine bird.
You guys feel like you have a pretty even split on meat? Do you lean one meat? What do you do on days where
you... I got an even split. I feel like I got a well-balanced meat split.
How many days a week do you do beef? Because red meat is not good for you.
Two max, mostly one.
Yeah.
Really?
Usually it's one to two.
So what do you make in the other days?
I mean, there'll be some version of like there's ground beef in a pasta sauce or maybe a burger or occasionally a steak. But on average, 1.5 days a week, I would say, beef.
Yeah, chicken, probably 2 to 3.
Mostly chicken pork, mixed with fish.
And then fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, my problem is I hate fish. My family doesn't like pork.
Unlimited.
I get stuck. I got a kid that's a vegetarian now.
No, that's no good. I got to cook vegan options here.
I don't know what to make half the time.
Make
I'm
some
just like,
duck.
What do I do?
There you go. Give me some duck.
I hate duck. It's too fatty.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, last one up here. Your number is 5.
5.
5 is your number.
Okay.
Is it the number of 30-point games combined between Shaedon Sharpe and Scoot Henderson this season?
Ooh.
Or
30 points combined?
30 points combined. So the number of times they combined as a collective have gone over 30 points.
Right.
Okay. Not like individual. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So one has 15, the other has 15.
No. A 30-point game by either of them.
Okay,
got it? 30-point game by one of the two. 5. Or.
You said combined. And so.
Yeah, I got confused. Or is it the number of scientists who were stationed at an isolated Antarctic base with no way off of the base, and they're fearful for their lives because one of their colleagues assaulted another colleague and has threatened to kill another one.
Wow. So he's going dirt. He's going stir crazy. He's
going stir crazy.
I'm
going
to say story.
You're going to go story.
I'm going to go story as well. I think there's more combined between the two of them. I think they're
30
up around,
burgers each, huh?
I think they're up around 7.
Mm. Oh,
there go.
Finally got you. It's the first time I think I've gotten you.
Well, three, you actually gave us a stat and a story.
Yeah,
so
yes. I did. Yeah,
two.
3 for a loop there. 3 for Shaedon.
Yes.
2 for Scoot.
Oh.
That's it. On the year.
I thought Shaedon had a couple more.
He's been riding the pine for quite some time. Remember all those games he played 15 minutes?
Know.
You know, it's a big chunk of the season that went missing for him. No, there are 7 scientists who are stationed at an isolated Antarctic base. And they're basically
they're
stuck there for
Lord
10
the flies,
months.
Huh?
They have been stuck there. They've been dispatched to the base, which is a research station. They're studying the climate down in, you know, Antarctica. And they're trying to get off of it because they're have a colleague who's gone crazy, assaulted one of the other colleagues. He's threatening to kill other ones, but the weather down there is so extreme right now that it won't allow for anyone to leave or enter the base for basically the next handful of months. It's going to be so bad. And it takes, even when the weather clears up, it takes about 2 weeks to reach Africa.
Jeez.
From where they are. So they're essentially stuck. They're sending like rapid fire emails to their authority figures, like, please, somebody come save us. And they have no way to get to
them. Yeah, this is exactly what happens in a movie.
Yes.
And then they find the guys
going
and
to be
all
a movie.
Dead.
Oh,
this is going to be a movie.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
This is basically the last season of the new
True Detective.
True Detective.
Yep.
It's like guys in a random Arctic area that just trapped and then they're all naked, dead, frozen in the middle of a frozen lake.
It says, the email that was written said, it is imperative that immediate action is taken to ensure my safety and the safety of all employees.
Jeez.
His behavior has escalated to the point that it is deeply disturbing. Specifically, he's physically assaulted, name withheld, which is a grave violation of personal safety and workplace norms. Furthermore, he has threatened to kill, name withheld,
wow,
creating an environment of
wow
fear and intimidation. I remain deeply concerned about my own safety, constantly wondering if I might become next.
Does
victim
it say where these scientists, are they from all over the world? Or are they all from the
that's
same
country? That's a good question. I don't know.
The same organization.
That's a good question.
Got a race war happening down there?
Yeah, it's the Sinai 4 base. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but yeah. Oh, they're all from South Africa. There it
okay
is. They're all South African, and they're down in Antarctica. Good luck getting off, but I can't wait to see this movie come out. It's going to be entertaining when it does.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. Not good, Bob.
I think I'd be more scared being in the Arctic.
Would you rather be in Antarctica or stuck in space?
I think I'd rather be stuck in space. Dude, there's something about the Arctic that's terrifying.
Yeah.
And creepy and...
Well, that and if you're stuck outside for any length of time,
yeah,
you're just going to freeze.
Well, I mean, same with space.
Same with space.
Yeah,
but
you have very little chance of surviving either way.
But you're not leaving the station. And you have constant communication and I don't know. Yeah, that doesn't make sense maybe to a lot of people. I'd rather be stuck in space than middle of nowhere, cannot reach you, Arctic.
This is also not the first time that the base has had personnel problems. In 2017, a team member at this base was accused of attacking a colleague with a frying pan in the kitchen and then
whoa
trashing his room with an axe.
Jeez.
I mean, imagine you're on this, you're in this like small, I mean, I can't imagine the
yeah
quarters are that big. You're in Antarctica. You're there for 10 months. You can't go out. There's nothing you can
yeah
do. The weather's so bad that nobody can get there to save you. So you're just cramped in a
yeah
house. Can we get some like, yeah, this is the next reality show that's going to
yeah
take off. Put some cameras in this bad boy. See how it goes for 9 months. There you go. Status story. Every Wednesday.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.